just steps from Broadway. Give us a call to register at 844-4-AG-MRKT or head to agmarket.net. There's a risk of loss in trading futures and or options.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the propane tank on your grill first before hosting a tailgate.
Let's fire up.
Here, let me try. Seriously, you didn't check the propane?
Who wants to?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Salt and vinegar.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
You're listening to WRT. 1430 AM Durand Mondovi Wabasha and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A pay raise for American men and women in the military. President Biden signing a defense bill that gives salary hikes, invests in new military technologies such as artificial intelligence, and ramps up U.S. production of ammunition. A veto of a bill by President Biden prevents President-elect Trump from filling 66 new federal judgeships. It stops a federal court expansion. Former President Bill Clinton had a fever yesterday, says his office, and now, says ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
His office says the 78-year-old former president was discharged after being hospitalized overnight. The diagnosis? The flu. A spokesman says Clinton and his family are deeply grateful for the exceptional care he received at Georgetown University Hospital.
Pope Francis inaugurating a once every 25 years jubilee in which Catholics from around the world will make pilgrimages to the Vatican. Wall Street major indexes closed higher. This is ABC News. The walkout by Starbucks workers is expanding to around 300 locations.
Coffee shops that